This news update is being brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical, hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. They're locally owned and operated. That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, and they're open 7 days a week. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. Lee Michael Page is back on probation following a hearing today regarding violations of his court-ordered release. Page pleaded guilty to 3 counts, including failing to allow a probation agent into his home and hindering a compliance check on June the 9th. During the hearing, Page admitted he was inside his residence when agents arrived, but hid because he was startled by the police presence. Defense attorney Michelle Siv argued for leniency, noting this was a Page first violation. She highlighted Page remains employed and has been consistent in completing his community service hours. The court sentenced Page to 2 days in county jail with credit for 2 days already served. He will also serve 90 days of curfew monitoring and must continue all previous probation conditions. And drivers heading to Sandpoint this summer should expect an increased law enforcement presence along Crescent Beach Road. Officials are reminding motorists that the posted speed limits, 35 miles per hour, beyond the Sitgo station at the corner store market, and urging drivers to slow down as seasonal traffic increases in this area. The advisory comes as beaches and recreational destinations attract more visitors during the summer months, bringing heavier vehicle, pedestrian, and bicycle traffic to the corridor. Authorities are encouraging everyone to follow posted speed limits and remain alert to help keep residents and visitors safe. Michigan agricultural officials have confirmed the first detection of the invasive elm zigzag sawfly in the state, with this insect found in St. Clair County after an arborist submitted a report through an online invasive species monitoring network. State officials say the pest feeds on elm tree leaves and can strip foliage, but healthy trees are generally able to recover by producing new growth. The sawfly is not considered a significant threat to people, animals, agriculture, or Michigan's broader natural resources. Originally native to Asia, the elm zigzag sawfly has spread across parts of Canada and several U.S. states in recent years. Its larvae leave distinctive zigzag feeding patterns along elm leaves before maturing into small black flying insects. The Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development is asking residents to report suspected sightings through the Midwest Invasive Species Information Network and encourages public to help slow the spread of invasive species by cleaning vehicles and outdoor equipment and avoiding the transport of firewood and other potentially infested materials. And we'll be right back after this word from our sponsor.
This is Kim from Pigeon Hardware.
And this is Nate. Kim, have you noticed everyone's summer project list gets a lot longer this time of year?
Absolutely. A lot of those projects start with a fresh coat of Do It Best paint. Whether you're updating a room or freshening up the front porch, we can help you find the perfect color.
And once the painting is done, we've got lawn and garden supplies, plus plumbing, electrical, and hardware items for your next project.
Don't forget, we also offer UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, key cutting, and a full line of Do It Best paint.
Before you start your next summer project, stop in Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, your local home for Do It Best paint.
If you're heading to Pigeon, make sure you visit Pigeon Hardware and Hard Joe's Ben Franklin, all in downtown Pigeon.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. Federal prosecutors have expanded their net in the terrifying alleged plot to attack a major White House event. A sixth suspect has now been arrested and formally charged with conspiracy to commit murder in connection with an intended assault during the America 250 celebrations earlier this month. Investigators allege the group planned to fly explosive-packed drones directly into a crowd on the White House lawn. According to the unsealed court documents, the orchestration was chillingly meticulous. The conspirators allegedly aimed to use drone blasts to incite a mass stampede, while hidden snipers would pick off fleeing government officials and civilians. The latest arrest involves an out-of-state suspect accused of supplying the tactical weaponry for the operation. And a community is in mourning after a violent shootout erupted near Jewish community sites in Montreal, Canada. The exchange of gunfire in the Côte de Neiges neighborhood resulted in the deaths of a responding police officer and a prominent local civilian identified as Rabbi Michael Mash Mazari. The suspect was wounded and taken into custody after a fierce gun battle with law enforcement. While the investigation is in its earliest stages, Canadian authorities are working around the clock to determine if the location was chosen as a targeted hate crime or if the victims were tragically caught in random crossfire. Security has been heightened across cultural centers throughout the city. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical hardware, outdoor paint, furniture, and more, shop your hometown store, locally owned and operated. That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, and they're open 7 days a week.
Looking for the best local deals without driving all over town? They're just a click away at thumbnet.net. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seabooing Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Deckerville, Harbor Beach, and Sandusky, Pigeon and Elkton One Stop, and Caseville Family Market. Why search store to store when the savings can come to you? Find local deals, specials, and promotions at thumbnet.net. Thumbnet.net, your connection to local savings.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.